at an Indiana mall. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. At least three people are dead and two more injured in a shooting at a mall in Greenwood, Indiana, Sunday evening. Police say a man carrying a rifle entered the Greenwood Park Mall food court and opened fire.
What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. It looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen. Police say the suspect was shot and killed by an armed civilian. According to a new report from a Texas House Committee investigation, 376 law enforcement officials responded to the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The report said that law enforcement waited over an hour to confront the gunman.
The report says if you're not willing to put the lives of the people you serve, of those children, before your own, in my view, you should find another job.
Eva Guzman, former state Supreme Court Justice in Uvalde. The report says that law enforcement failed to follow their active shooter training and prioritized their own safety. 19 children and two teachers were killed during the shooting. A new Fox poll finds that President Biden's approval numbers are down to 25%. Fox's Aisha Hosni has more from the White House.
The president returned from that controversial fist bump only to face mounting domestic issues here at home. That Build Back Better agenda, it's in a lot of trouble. Last week, Senator Joe Manchin said no to climate and energy funding before the August recess, blaming rising inflation. Now, as inflation rises, Biden's approval rating sinks. A new Fox News poll out today shows it is now sitting at a dismal 40%. And when it comes to the economy, 55% say the president has made matters worse.
The Biden administration says that inflation is high across the world. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are now husband and wife.
Ben and Jen say I do. TMZ reporting that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck tied the knot Saturday night in Las Vegas, with court records showing the couple got a marriage license in Clark County, Nevada. Bennifer famously reunited last year, 17 years after calling off their first engagement. The on-the-floor singer revealed her engagement to the Oscar winner in a video on Instagram back in April, flashing her ring for fans to see. This is J-Lo's fourth time down the aisle and the second time for Affleck. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Florida police say a woman was killed by alligators after falling into a golf course pond. Fox's Jonathan Seri reports.
This attack occurred in Englewood, Florida. Witnesses say the woman fell into the water near her home as she was splashing around to stay afloat. Two alligators attacked her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. State wildlife officials hired a trapper who removed two large gators. It remains unclear whether these were the gators involved in the incident. Although such attacks are extremely rare, alligator attacks have been increasing over time. Experts say the main reason is that human populations are simply moving into areas with many alligators, and you're going to have more interactions between the two species.
A shooting at a Livermore, California bowling alley Saturday evening.
Police say that a group of adults in the bar area got into an argument. One of them pulled out a gun and started shooting. Three people were shot. One of them, a 28-year-old man, was pronounced dead at the scene. And this happened when the bar was packed with all sorts of people, including families and children. Police say there was at least one birthday party going on, but those people were in a separate area of the building.
That's Fox 2 KTVU's Alyssa Harrington. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.